brothers. I want to tell you, CEU doubled you guys, and they have a third of your brothers. So to put it in perspective, that's awful. AGO, Kyle, Delta Chi, Tridel. I mean, all you guys are in red right now because you're so low and you're way down from last year. I can't explain to you enough how bad that is. We have a couple sororities. I mean, sororities are really carrying it right now. You guys are leading the way. You have, you know, 6 houses with over 100 people, which is great. But then you guys have, like, frat stars, dude, my fraternity. What are you guys doing? Like, we need to get out there. We need to get our people to vote. I know it's annoying. I know it's hard getting your brothers to go vote, but we have pledges. Okay, they have cars. Stop everything what you're doing tomorrow and get them to go vote first thing in the morning. I do not want to be running around sorority and frat row. I have a midterm tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Like, this is the last thing that we should be dealing with, killing this campaign. And the fact that we're down over 3,000 votes is scary. We haven't seen anything like this in a while. You know, I hate to be hard on you guys, but this is what it comes down to. Tomorrow, it's going to suck. They're going to pull shit out of their ass like they always do. They stole those stickers. You know they're going to be doing something crazy tomorrow. I don't know what yet. I'm going to be up at 5 in the morning again. And you know, it sucks because I have a social tonight. I know a bunch of you guys do. And this is what it's come down to. I do not want to lose our way of life. It's not going to happen on my watch. So with that being said, fraternities especially, you guys need to get on the ball. I'm sorry. There's no other, like, no ifs, ands, or buts. You guys need to get on it. You're dropping the ball big time. And, you know, it's a shame. Because, like, we should be killing right now. There's absolutely no reason. We have everything in line. People are campaigning their ass off. We're doing fine out there. The candidates are the most qualified kids. The right union thing is going great. And these people are cheating. They're straight up double voting. They're getting their little freshmen and sophomores to go vote in different locations. And, yeah, we'll notice that a week later. But tomorrow when the results come out and we lose, we're going to be like, holy shit, we just lost our way of life. And everyone's going to freak out. And everything before you is going to fall apart. And that's the last feeling I want. I mean, I can't stress that to you guys enough. You guys should be going to bed tonight freaking out. I don't even know if I can sleep tonight. Like, I'm shaking right now. Just when I saw that text from Mariano, the supervisor of elections, and she said, you know, 5,500 people went to go vote. And I saw my briefs only came out with 2,200. Because I know we didn't get out, you know, 1,000 more people from the community. I know we didn't. Because they don't come out that hard. I know, like, those numbers are coming out from somewhere completely random and cheap and fake. And if we lose this goddamn election, on my watch, like, you know, it sucks. It's on my back. I know that. But, like, I cannot let the Greek system down. You guys cannot let the Greek system down. This is what we live for. This is why we pledge. Everything about it. This is why we run this campus. And we have been for the last century. And the fact that we are on the verge of losing it is freaking me out right now. So, with that said, protect your board. Be on the ball tomorrow. If you guys need help, let us know. You guys need rides, let me know. I can coordinate pledges. Nadine can coordinate pledges. We have people, man. That's what we're known for, is having people. I mean, we're not using them right now. I don't care what older brother is just being a dick. I don't care what older sister is harassing you and yelling at you and being a complete bitch. Get on the leadership in your house. Get on the older people that you trust in to help you out. You're not doing this alone, okay? That's the last thing that should be running through your mind. Like I said, this is a stepping stool for you guys. You guys want to get ahead, and we got to kill this election tomorrow. We got to win this election tomorrow, so that way we can continue dominating this campus, continue doing what we want, and continue living the life that we live. I mean, I can't stress that to you enough.
Here's a couple things. Some issues that I personally deal with when I come across these problems with older brothers and sisters saying, oh, I can't go to class all day, or it's in a different location. I call every single person on that board, and I go, what time is your class? And if they're right there at lunch, I drive them personally to that location. As a house rep, you need to do that. I'm sorry it sucks. You have to do these menial things. But this is what we need to do. If we need to bring an older brother and sister there, that's what we're going to do. You're going to take them any time of tomorrow. You need to be up tomorrow at 7:30 because polls open at 8. And if someone needs to ride at 8, you need to be up. I'm serious, guys. We're calling at 7 to wake you guys up. Be up. Do not go outside. It's going to piss me off beyond belief. If I find out you guys are out and then tomorrow you just happen to sleep in, not acceptable. That happened yesterday and that pissed me off when the phones weren't returned and I called 10 minutes. That's not cool because this is how we lose elections. If I'm dicking around and thinking that we have selection, that's because we don't. This is the first time that we lose completely and it's Red Ticket and Tennis Plate. If you guys are chilled with that and want to go race tonight and think it's all cool, go do it. See if you guys can do that in a couple weeks when everything's destroyed. Literally, guys, please, like, go to, if you have rides there, I know my house. I'm going to start talking to girls in my IPC. I'm going to start saying I'm going to be there for rides. If you have a scooter, be like, hey, or you know other people have scooters, come do shifts, like rotate shifts, have someone drive you for 2 hours, and bring them to the location. All of you guys have this in one location. It's online, it's at sc.lisbell.edu/collections. It's simple. Show every single one where they are going. Do not give them, let them give you their info. I don't care if they're 25 or 17. They are going to the whether they like it or not, whether you have to drive them there for a little while they're screaming and yelling you, you're going to have to take it for tomorrow, touch it up, and get these numbers. Because right now, they're beating us 2-1. So, like, guys, this is so scary because I'm in seven. I see what these people do. It's horrible. Literally horrible. Also, if you're below right now, we're going to call out names. If we're down, we're going to personally sit down with you and talk to you on ways that we are getting numbers up tomorrow. Other than that, if you have 100%, thank you so much. You guys are doing great. You guys know.
But wait. Those guys that did 100%, again, congrats. But, you know, like I called you and said, you know, your job's not over. I know I've been talking to Sean. How can, you know, get 5 more stickers, you know, from your little freshmen that live in the dorms and whatnot. And, you know, talk to the GDIs in the dorms and get them to go vote and collect their stickers. Put it on your board. Because, like I said, we want over 100%. That was my goal. And, you know, right now, I'm rushing to get 80 because I'm freaking out right now. But for the most part, so like I said, job's not over yet. Make sure you guys keep getting people to go vote. With that said, everyone can leave except for
ATR, Kyle, Kai 5, Delta Kai, Tri-Dot, BB, KB, K6, Vidal, BB, Vital, Kimakai,
Tabby. All right, if you weren't one of those houses in, you guys can go. And I'll talk to you all tomorrow morning.